Hi, this is Billy Kirk, the principal of Lumpkin County High School. In the Principal's Podcast, we set out to discover the stories and backgrounds of Lumpkin County High School staff, both within and beyond our school campus. Our goal is to uncover the varying personalities and hobbies of our exceptional staff and students, not only in the school system, but get a glimpse into their lives. This podcast is produced and directed by our fabulous students here at Lumpkin County High School. Some of the questions we will be asking: who are you really? What passions drive you to be uniquely you? What drives you? What inspires you? What makes you smile? How do you measure success? These are the questions we present for this episode's featured star.
This is Jaden Gerald with Caroline Roberts, Jonathan Wright, Lathan Burnett, Colton Gilreath, Jack Fox, Abiella Parker, Reagan Osborne, and John Blackstock. Mr. Kirk challenged us, the students and staff at Lumpkin County High School, to tell our stories. Last time we interviewed Mr. Brock, and today we are graciously joined by Catherine Swistek. She's a sophomore at our high school, and we are excited for her to be our fourth guest.
So, Catherine, who are you, and what do you do here at the high school?
All right, well, like Jaden said, I'm a sophomore here. A lot of y'all might know me as Coach Swistek's daughter. I'm involved in a lot of clubs. I do FBLA, HOSA, Key Club, Student Council, Beta Club, a couple other things, and yeah.
All right, tell us who you are really.
Well, I'm really involved in school clubs, but I'm also an equestrian. I ride horses. That's mainly what takes up a lot of my time.
So would you say that your horse riding is what you're most passionate about outside of school?
Yes, that's definitely what I'm most passionate about. I'm probably at the barn 5 days of the week. I'm always there, and that's what I love.
What type of competitions do you do? Do you have any that are notable to you?
Well, there's two main types of riding. There's Western and English. I do English, so you might see on TVs, like, the jumping, and, like, they go really fast. So that's kind of what I do, but a little bit slower. It's more on presentation, and, yeah, I enjoy it a lot.
When and where do you go to these competitions?
Well, there's local shows, so that's more like Conyers, Alpharetta, Chat Hills, so like more in Georgia. Then there's rated shows, so that's more competition. Usually we stay in the Southeast for those, so like Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina. And then there's finals, which I hope to compete in later this year. I was at a setback last year because my horse actually got hurt. He tore a ligament. He's been off for 14 months. But with my new horse, I plan to go, so that's in like Kentucky and places like that.
What's the farthest you had to go for one?
So far I've only been to Aiken, but I plan to go to Ocala this winter.
How far can you go, ideally?
Well, the really cool thing about this is that you can do this until the day you die. There's an Olympic sport. I think the oldest Olympian to do this was like 65. And then you can start as young as like when you're 3 months old. So I think that's really cool. There's international competitions all throughout the year, like I said. And hopefully when I'm older, I'm able to do those.
How did you know that you wanted to do this?
Well, one day my mom just came home and she's like, "Do you want to ride a horse?" And I was like, "Sure." So I went. At the time I was playing volleyball, I went and I took a lesson. I didn't think I was going to like it. But then for like 2 months, I took a lesson. My mom was like, "Okay, is this really what you want to do?" And I was like, "Yeah, I really like it." So that was in 2016. So I've been doing this for a little over 5 years now. I ended volleyball that season. I cut it short. I was like, "I'm done." I just really love the environment of everyone. And at our barn, we call each other like our barn family because we're each other's second family. So that's what I really love about it.
Can you tell us about that first competition?
Okay, so my first competition was in September of 2016, so I kind of, like, had no clue what I was doing. So I went, the horse I rode, his name was Rusty. He was just a lesson horse. He's at the same barn. I still see him every day, but it was really fun. It was freezing cold. I have a picture of me on a horse waiting for 2 hours by the arena with the same blanket on as the horse, but it was really fun. I just remember I was really stressed out. In the horse show world, we like to hurry up and wait. That's our motto. So you rush, 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 and then wait, wait, wait. So that was interesting. But that's the day I like knew. I was like, this is what I want to do because of how much fun I had.
What skills and character traits does someone need to be successful in this competition?
Well, you have to be really dedicated. Time management's important. If you aren't like willing to sacrifice. You have to take a lot of sacrifices for it. You're also dealing with a 1,000-pound animal that has a mind of its own. So if you get frustrated really easily, it's not the sport for you. Those are the main traits you need to have.
You said earlier that you do English writing, right? And you said that it's all about like the presentation. So do you have to be kind of like graceful and classy, I guess?
Yes. So for the jumpers, which is like speed and like how fast you and the horse can go. But for what I do, it's called hunters and equitation. So it's more on like the presentation, how you can like carry the horse and how presentable you look. So very like you have to make major adjustments by like making it look really small, like you aren't doing anything.
If I want to dethrone you as the best horse rider, do you have any tips of how I would do it?
Well, like I said, it takes a lot of time. So if you were just to like get on a horse, you probably couldn't beat someone that's been doing it for like 10 years. But with a lot of time, dedication, like I said, it's possible. Yeah. So just put in a lot of time. Obviously, you need a horse. So that's important. But yeah.
Are you saying that to get rid of the competition?
Maybe.
If our school administrators were to take up competitive riding, who do you think would win?
Wow, that's a hard question. I would probably say Miss Powell. I feel like she's like very like willing to take those risks. I feel like she's really dedicated. Okay, so like if we were to take like all of the school administrators and put them into like competition, give them 1 month to ride a horse, and we were like, at the end of this month, you all have to compete against each other, I feel like she would definitely win. I feel like she has the competitiveness in her and the dedication and like the willing to like do new things. So
okay, so what is your dream horse?
Okay, so that's a really hard question, but probably one that I could take me to those international competitions like I was talking about before. That's the goal. I have two horses right now. One that's being rehabbed was an off the track thoroughbred, so like the horse races that you see, like the Kentucky Derby, he did that but at like the lower levels. And then I just got a new horse, and I love him. He's probably my dream horse if he could like take me to the higher levels.
Can you describe to us your perfect day, either one that you've already had or one you would like to have?
Okay, well, the perfect day would probably just to be at the barn all day. I do that a lot, but I really enjoy it just being around everyone. We all have the same interest. We all, like I said, we're like a second family to each other. So just being at the barn or at a horse show.
What are your plans for after high school?
Well, I really want to go to college and ride in college. Last weekend, I was at the University of South Carolina doing a camp. And then over the summer, I went to Emory and Henry, which is a school in Virginia. This summer, I plan to go to UT Martin and Clemson's camps, and then maybe like Baylor and Texas A&M. I want to major in either communications or like the equine studies and continue doing that my entire life. That would be a really good dream. So yeah, that's the goal, go to college and continue riding.
Who inspires you to succeed?
I would say like there's not one person. I mean, my like everyone that rides at my barn, we all really encourage each other. My parents are really supportive in me and everything I do, my grandparents as well. They just want me to do my best, succeed, and also like my trainers, they push me every single day to be the best I can, and they're really good at just making sure like I'm okay and like I don't need a break, because it's really easy to get burnout in the sport.
Do you have a biggest pet peeve?
Okay, yes, I do. This was a pet peeve developed recently. I was driving down the road and someone wasn't using their blinker. So now I notice it all the time. So definitely my biggest pet peeve is like people that just don't know how to drive, like just reckless drivers and people that don't use their blinkers. That's definitely my pet peeve.
So you go from riding a 1,000-pound horse to driving in a 1,000-pound car?
Yes, I mean, two dangerous things, but...
If you were in Oz, what would you ask the wizard for?
Okay, so I wouldn't ask him for an item. I would probably ask him for more time in the day. I feel like it's always go, go, go with me. I mean, between school, riding, clubs, a job, like having a social life. Everyone says like high school is the best time of our lives, so I definitely want to enjoy that. Quality time with my family is really important to me too. So it's like after I get all of those things, there's no time left in the day. So I would definitely ask for more time.
Which historical figure do you most identify with?
Okay. I can't think of one. But a couple months ago, I was just like with my friends and we were taking those like stupid BuzzFeed quizzes. And so that was one of them. And I got Queen Victoria. So I don't really know how accurate that would be. But yeah, I can't really think of one in particular. There's a lot of role models I look up to, like just throughout, but no one in specific. So yeah.
Do you have any advice you would like to give to your younger peers?
Okay. I could go on and on about advice. Definitely just never take anything for granted. I mean, there's so much in life. It's hard to keep up with everything, obviously. Definitely just know your limits. It's good to like push yourself to do better every day, but know your limits. Know when you need to take a step back. That's with sports, school, your job, anything, because burnout is real and it can get the best of you. So definitely just like know your limits. That's probably my biggest piece of advice, and just keep on chasing your dreams. One thing I ran off of is like people telling me I can't do this and I just want to prove them wrong. So prove everyone wrong, and you can do anything.
Do you think you've gained the importance of that advice from your own experiences or from others?
I would definitely say from both. I mean, I've been on this earth for 15 years. I've been through a lot, but also like my parents, they, like I said, they help me through everything and they give me a lot of advice. So I would say both.
What is one thing you wish you were told when you were younger?
Probably just to never give up. Also to manage my time better. Like I said, I wish there was more time in the day. I wish I was taught at a younger age how to manage that, because now I'm like very bad at procrastinating, I'll admit it. So I just need better time management skills.
Well, Catherine, thank you for joining us today on the Principals Podcast. We would like to give another special thanks to Mr. Windham and our listeners as we share Lumpkin County stories.
Lumpkin County.
Our tribe, our stories.